This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. His new show out now on Radio.com/home or search home on the Radio.com app. Go check it out right now. Ross, how are we doing today, buddy?
I am doing awesome. Anytime you come back with that music, that was my heyday. Senior week, high school, trying to get it done in every way. I'm pumped for this interview now.
No, that's good. I'm glad you're pumped. Hey, we were talking about in the first hour of the show here, what's the biggest reason the Packers are 8-2? And the legendary Packer writer Bob McGinn has a piece out. And he points to red zone offense and red zone defense. Packers rank third there in all red zone offense, eighth in red zone defense at this point as being one of the key stats for the Green Bay Packers. Do you think it's sustainable for this defense to keep that number? Because they have been giving up a ton of yards, but it's been that bend but don't break philosophy to this point.
Yeah, you know, I like that from Bob, and I think he's probably right because it's just so interesting. I was just reading today, Pro Football Focus and some of the advanced stats, they're not real kind on the Packers. You know, like when they talk about yardage per play, how many yards the Packers have had versus who their opponents. I was surprised by that because, you know, watching them 8-2, some of the games that you watch, I guess I kind of felt like the Packers had been pretty dominant this year, but that's not the case. It has been a lot of red zone offense, red zone defense. And I can tell you, you know, even going back to when I played in New England and just even more recently, the NFL, it's, you know, the rules are designed for offense. And so teams are going to be able to move the football. But I know that's a big Belichick philosophy, is he doesn't really care as much about giving up yards. He cares a great deal about the red zone. And I know the Patriots have a really good defense this year, but other years, when they didn't have a really good defense, he was pretty, you know, he was pretty adamant about their red zone defense. And you look and you go, oh, Patriots defense stinks, and they gave up 450 yards. But at the end of the day, they gave up 17 points or 16 points, and they forced a couple turnovers, and they won. So red zone and third down are probably the two most important statistics after turnovers.
No, and I was most certainly agree with you that. And I think I was watching the 49ers Seattle game here the other night, and I was like, oh, my God, Ross. I thought they were bringing me back to the 80s where you can just hit a joke anywhere, anyhow, any kind of way you want, and it felt almost like a playoff game. It was a very physical game. And I was just saying to myself, I don't know if I've seen the Packers play a game like that just yet.
Well, I felt like early in the season, especially, I felt like they were really physical. And even I would tell you, I thought that the primetime game they played against the Eagles was physical.
It was.
Because I remember, you know, you think about, was there a couple guys that left the game with
yes.
injuries?
Yes.
They had to bring out the carts and everything?
Yes.
But the negative of that one, Gary, is just that, you know, the Packers got out physical.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the Eagles are running the ball right down their throat.
Yes.
Your point, I think.
That's my point.
So
You're good, Ross.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, the flip side, though, is they've also been able to run the ball seemingly at will on people a lot, too. So it's been an interesting year. They're getting so much production from the Smith brothers. They're getting good production on the back end, but they are giving up a bunch of yards. I think ultimately, if they're able to run the ball, and having Aaron Rodgers, if they can just get some negative plays, some sacks, and because when you do that, the chances of the people getting points on that drive just go down so much when you get pressure, when you get a negative play. that might be their secret sauce this year. Whereas they're not getting a lot of, you know, three and outs, but they get a negative play, they get a sack, and it becomes second and 16 or something. That's really hard, or third and 14, really hard to come back from. And I think that's part of what Pettine's trying to do, is utilize those guys to get some negative plays.
As you can tell, Ross, I am a worrywart. Also, the Green Bay Packers defense, they lead the league in explosion plays. And so, which means that they're giving up a ton of yards. And if they're giving up these big plays, though, they always have a guy that can make that tackle before you get in the end zone. Therefore, they are able to limit you to a field goal. I say to myself, at some point, does that just run out?
Well, and what's concerning to me about it, because I've noticed that too, it feels like there's a bunch of dropped coverages. Like, it feels like there's a bunch of mental errors. Now, I do know that Mike Pettine's defense is pretty complex, and it's one of the reasons why he always wanted to have a safety like former Badger Jimmy Leonard on the back end, just to make sure everybody knew what to do, because they bring pressure so many different ways. They try to give so many different looks to confuse quarterbacks that I think sometimes, frankly, they get confused themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen that manifest itself now multiple times, really, already this season. Where, and even the last game against Carolina at times, you're like, wait, where is that guy? What is he doing?
What about the takeaway, turnover differential type deal? We're giving away takeaway number right now. Right now, the Packers fourth in takeaways with 16, plus 9 overall, third in the NFL. And as Gary Ellerson pointed out earlier in the show, Jaire Alexander himself has probably dropped like 5 interceptions. Do you think that part of it is sustainable?
You know, it's not a predictive stat, because in a one-game situation, you can't count on that. But it does seem like a lot of times teams that are on a roll getting turnovers in a given season, like the Bears last year,
yeah,
that they're able to keep that momentum and keep that going. And we've seen that in the league before. So I do think it's sustainable when you combine – Preston Smith, Zadarius Smith, Kenny Clark, with especially Jaire Alexander, but also Savage and some of the other guys. I mean, the combo of pressure from the edge guys and up the middle with some ball hawk guys on the back end, I absolutely think is sustainable. Yeah, I mean, I think that should be – I think they should be about negative plays and turnovers if they're not able to – You know, if they're going to give up yards, that's okay as long as they're making up for it. Red zone D, turnovers, and negative plays.
You know, in a position group we really hadn't talked about a lot, Ross, is that offensive line. I mean, they're doing this with a rookie left guard in Jenkins. And I never thought this team could, like, make that happen with a rookie left guard like that right away with Lindsey and with the guys on Bakhtiari's side. And I guess if you look on the right side, Balaga has been relatively healthy. I mean, they've been playing some pretty good football up front.
They've been playing really well. Other than the Chargers game.
Correct.
I think they've been excellent. I think they're a top 5 offensive line in the NFL, and probably top 2 or 3 after I just saw the Saints get destroyed by the Falcons. Those guys have been excellent. Still not sure. I mean, they must have had a heck of a time Friday night out in L.A. before they played the Chargers, because that's the only bad game they've really had so far. I thought they got back to business a little bit against Carolina, especially with Aaron Jones on Sunday. And can I just say this?
Yes.
Can you guys schedule it so that every Packers game's in the snow? I mean, I'm sitting there with my wife and daughters, and they never like to watch football with me. They know that that's like daddy time, that's daddy's job, blah, blah, blah. But the snow, even my wife and daughters stop and watch when it's snowing. And it wasn't like a hard snow, but it was
right.
So beautiful. It was so amazing. So do me a favor. I know you guys got a lot of pull up there.
Right.
Make sure from now on, every home game, you got the snow going.
So tell me then, having played on the line, were you a fan of playing in the snow yourself?
You know, it's funny. I look back on it. I'm not sure I ever did.
Really?
You didn't have snow?
High school, college,
well,
nothing?
Princeton, you guys had to have snow up there, didn't you?
You know what? We played one time at Dartmouth. I think there might – at Dartmouth there was snow, but it wasn't like a lot of snow. It was a dusting. And I played 2 years for the Bills and a year for the Patriots. And I remember like a really bad freezing rain. I remember flurries. But I don't remember like a couple of years ago, I did that Colts-Bills game where they were playing like in a foot of snow.
Oh,
it was
my God.
The craziest
yes.
thing. Yeah. I never played in something like that. I do like that, though, as an offensive lineman because, number one, you usually run the ball more as opposed to trying to pass. Like, number two, it's more important to defensive linemen to get footing than it is to offensive linemen. Like, we both need footing, right?
Yeah.
But those guys, especially when they're rushing the passer, they are their get-off is everything, whereas for us, we're just kind of keeping our feet throttled underneath us as offensive linemen. So the worse the weather, the better, to answer your question. Plus, the worse the weather, then if you have a bad play the next day in film session, you're like, oh, I slipped, coach. See that? I slipped.
Yeah, there it is.
Ross Tucker has every reason of why something went wrong in film. He's got it. He's on it.
Ross, let me ask you this, because and you're a pretty smart guy, I understand. I want to put you on the spot here real quick. But can you give me, maybe in order, your top five teams in the NFC right now, today, fluid situation?
Yeah, so I do power rankings every Tuesday
on
my podcast. And I would still go Niners 1, Saints 2, Packers 3, Vikings 4, and then Seahawks 5.
Mm.
Although, man, they're all pretty jumbled together.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the best the Seahawks defense had played in a while on Monday night. But that's the thing. And here's the thing too: the Cowboys are good. Like, I know their record. I watch the Cowboys. Their O line's good. Zeke's good. Their
yes.
receivers are good. Dak's playing at an awesome level. Their D-line, DeMarcus Lawrence and Quinn are good. The linebackers are good. Like, honestly, I hate to say this because he's a fellow Princeton grad, but Jason Garrett and the coaching staff, I think, has let them down a little bit. My point is there are good teams, like perhaps the Eagles, Panthers, et cetera, that are not going to make the playoffs in the NFC, and all six teams that make the NFC will have a legitimate chance. There aren't any teams that you're like, oh, my gosh, put them in the Saturday 4:30 wild card game. They stink. They shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
You know, and you had the Niners first, and so did I. I just want to ask you this. What do you like about the Niners? What intrigues you the most about the Niners, the reason why you have them won?
Line play. And they weren't great the other night with McGlinchey and Staley both just coming back from injury for the first time. But their defensive line is voracious
yes.
with Bosa and Ford and Buckner. And then usually, up until that game, they had been able to run the ball at will on everybody. So let's see what happens. You know, they had to put in a couple new tackles when those veteran guys came back from injuries. But, you know, if you have as good an offensive line, defensive line as they have right now, that goes a long, long way with me. Plus, I really like Kyle Shanahan. I think he's, you know, arguably the best play caller and coach in the NFC.
So then, with that being said, what do you like most about the Green Bay Packers at 3?
I'd say right now, probably what they're doing with their edge rushers and Aaron Jones. I mean, offensively, when's the last time – and we already know about Rodgers, but when's the last time – they were getting this kind of consistent production from the running back position. I think that's significant. And then defensively, to have edge rushers like that, really hard to play defense these days in the NFL if you can't rush the passer. And the Packers can do that. So those are the two best things I think they got going on right now. It's kind of awesome to say Packers have two great things going on that aren't Aaron Rodgers. When's the last time that happened?
Right?
That's
isn't that crazy?
No doubt about it. Hey, Ross, thanks so much for coming on, man. We'll talk again next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
All right. See you, dude.
You betcha. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. And don't forget, Ross Tucker, every time he calls in, brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Catch Ross every weekday at Home and Home. His new show out now on radio.com/home or search home on the radio.com app. And thanks again to Ross Tucker for joining us here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.